Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We have our good buddy and guru of the outboard, Mr. Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Corporate. He's like the international man here for Yamaha. So having a great time talking fishing, talking outboard motors, and getting everything ready to go fishing.
No doubt, man. We're having a great time and a great show with so much great information. If you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can always try us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. We're talking all kinds of great info today. And if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, just a couple of fantastic prizes. Now, if you didn't catch this, when you do call in for the second hour, make sure to let Ryan know which of these two prizes you'd like to go into the drawing for. And one of which is going to be a three-quarter day trip to go get in on that great fishing round with Captain Ryan Boston aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. I know I saw on his Facebook page about their good yellowtail they had yesterday, and he said the conditions are very, very prime, and they're expecting a big hit on yellows here this week.
So the wind really didn't mess things up.
I mean, they had better than two around on the yellowtail. They had good bonita fishing, and he said for sure the volume is there. This weather's going to straighten out, and he thinks there's going to be some big hits to be had.
Wow.
So good sign on the three-quarter day. So somebody's going to get to go get in on that good action there. And then another lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a three-night stay for two at the Villa de Palmar Resort in Loreto, plus one entry into the big Dorado fishing and golf tournament. It's June 29th through July the 2nd, where you can win big cash prizes. It's a $1,200 value. And again, want to be clear, it does not include air. It does not include transfers or boat charter and food or other associated charges. But it's a $1,200 trip to go to Loreto and participate in that golf and fish tournament, and just such a cool prize and a cool opportunity. So just let Ryan know, hey, I want to go three-quarter day fishing, or heck yeah, man, I got the time and I got the ability, and let's go to Loreto.
All right, time for our catch report.
You got it. Today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear on your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you really should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
All right, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, our private boater buddy with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Well, guys, it's been kind of a tough week with all that wind and big seas on the outside there. And guess what? Blowing again today out there. But the forecast is better, so maybe we'll catch a break here pretty soon. It's about due. But even with this funky weather we've had, our spring fishing is trying to get rolling in several different areas. Up north, you know, all eyes are kind of on that sea bass zone. Those fish showed up around Anacapa here for the breeze, and some guys looked at it yesterday. They marked up some fish, didn't catch any, but we got better moon and tides coming up. Much better timing for a rebite here this coming week. So we'll see what happens up there. At Catalina, even though it was gusting over 50 there midweek, the water actually did okay, given, you know, how much wind was on it. And you saw some decent signs, that school-sized yellow yesterday. Some of the sport boats did well. Most of that's backside west, and there is some around the east end. East end front even's got a little bit of that bigger grade fish, you know, like 12 to 20s. So that's good news. And then squid situation at the island, it is marginal at best, but improving slightly. Frontside middle and backside east is a place to take a little look around there. There's been a little bit of bait here and there, and a sprinkle of sea bass to go along with it, thank goodness. You know, it's hard to believe that we've had several years now with no meaningful sea bass fishing at that island, but this might be a different year, getting kind of back to normal, it looks like. Water yesterday at the east end was 63 to 64, which is surprising with all that wind. At Clemente, very few reports this week. That poor island just got beat up bad. It's still blowing over there. It's gusting 36 at China right now. It's not nice. And those yellows definitely got a break here, but there's good volume of fish around Clemente. And then along the coast, mostly weathered out, of course. But a few good signs. You know, a little bit of yellowtail showed up by the rigs. We haven't seen much of that this winter compared to last year. We definitely got spoiled. But hopefully that gets going, and a little better calico bass fishing up on the horseshoe. That bodes well for springtime. And offshore, even though it's April, a little bit of that bigger bluefin still around. I mean, there's fish pushing 100 pounds here and there. Finger bank, hidden bank, that's kind of been the better zone there on down to outside the Bonda and then all the way outside Colonnette. There's just sprinkles of fish here and there. And most surprising of all, in there with that better grade bluefin are a few 50 to 70-pound yellowfin, and that for April just still cracks my mind. I don't know what the heck they're doing here, but we'll take it. So we'll just have to see what happens here, guys. Hopefully we get a break in this weather, and our springtime fishing gets rolling.
Yeah, it is spring, and weather happens in spring. And but, you know, the water's still – you know, I was talking to Fred Huber yesterday from the Daily Double, and he said Point Loma, man, stable. I mean, it's 64, 65 degrees, and, you know – Good conditions.
I like what.
Yeah, that's, you know, I was just looking on the observations there at that buoy outside La Jolla there, 64 degrees this morning, you know, in the wind and 8 foot swell or something, but that water didn't drop at all, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
I like what Captain Buzz said. Somebody just needs to turn this fan off and let's just get back to fishing.
Yeah, that's it.
One of these days, you know, unfortunately, they're forecasting a decent storm for next week.
I know.
It's just relentless here this year. But, you know, like you say, it's spring, man. This is what we get normally. So.
Exactly.
We're just not used to it being spring because we've already all caught a bunch of bluefin and yellowtail already.
It was summer.
Well,
yeah,
not all of us, Rick.
Yeah. Well, anyway, fishdope.com is the source for that information. Danny and the guys get information from guys like Mark Wish every day to keep you apprised of what's going on, where the fish are biting, save you a lot of money. And you can save some money right now by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using that code. Fishdope.com, an absolute must for anybody going fishing. Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. Website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have something good for next week. We'll figure out then what it's going to be.
No doubt about that, Mark. Appreciate a great report as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Sounds great. Hey, no Marcos today. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is taking a little time off. So while we wait for Rick Jensen, I've got a very important announcement.
All right.
All right. Mark your calendar for our first of the season San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast.
Right.
It's Saturday, June the 4th, which isn't far away, and it's going to be at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real, with Captain Mark Wheeler. He's going to be there. And your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, here it is. It's a four-night fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, on our 2017 Let's Talk Hookup trip.
I can't
believe
that.
I'll be there with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it includes a round-trip ticket to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. I want to thank our friends at Alaska Airlines, Doug and the guys. Hey, did you know Alaska now flies nonstops to great fishing destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, and Puerto Vallarta? And you can sign up for their award-winning mileage program. You just click on the Alaska Air banner at the bottom of the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. And you can also win a trip. Here it comes. On the new Blackjack.
Ooh,
out of Dana
sweet.
Landing in Mission Bay. Yes, indeed, a trip on the Blackjack is going to be our second place prize. We're going to have Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and don't forget, whether you make that cast or not, you're going to have the chance to win all the grand prizes because we pick a random one and then the winner of the casting contest. So mark your calendar. It's Saturday, June the 4th. Your chance, first chance out of four to win that trip to Katmai Lodge in Alaska.
You believe that you could go have a good time, hang out with some friends, listen to fishing, get some good information, and then potentially go to Katmai Lodge because of it?
How about that?
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, speaking
really
of
cool.
Katmai Lodge, Rob from Katmai Lodge is on the line right now. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, well, great. Rob? We're really excited about that giveaway. That's course for 2017. One of our listeners is going to win that trip. But this year you have some deals going on. What's the story on that?
Yeah, we got some great deals going on, and one thing I wanted to say on the the deal that when you're fishing for the silvers, you know, the pinks are in this year, and that's a million more fish going right up the river.
Yeah, it's so, every other year run, and this is the pink run this year.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like kind of every cast you can catch a fish if you want.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. It's fun. It's really, really fun. And we're doing a lot at the lodge. I know Bob was up there. He just got done loading the first container that's going to be barged up this coming month. We're going to finish up our kitchen enhancements. That's just going to make just such a great facility for our chefs to make the crazy, crazy good food.
Fantastic. Now tell us about this deal you have on right now.
As far as, we're knocking off another extra 12%, for, you know, those time segments that we're going to be having on your, on your website.
These are prime times, right? These are
absolutely all three of them are.
Yeah, all three. There's June, July, August dates that are prime time dates, and things don't go on sale at Katmai Lodge. Why? Because they don't have to. They sell out everything.
That's
like
that's
ours,
true,
right?
And it's the first time I've seen that. So, I hope some of your listeners can take advantage of this because it is it's a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And
airfares
we're really proud of it.
Yeah, airfares are very good. They've done a lot of upgrades to Katmai Lodge. And like I say, this is not going to be an every year thing. They just getting started here. So this is a rare opportunity to get in this year, 2016, summer 2016 to Katmai Lodge. So, Rob, how would we take advantage of those specials?
Call in katmailodge.com. And there's a number on the katmailodge.com, and they'll take your information and just make sure you mention Let's Talk Hookup Special, and they will hook you up.
And you get it, yeah. So it's K-A-T-M-A-I, katmai.com, gets you right there, and you can call the toll-free number, take advantage of the Let's Talk Hookup Special, and you're in there. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate that.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you very much.
You too. All right. Let's continue that catch report. Rick?
All right. Let's talk to the man, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials. Got our Northern Baja report on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Good morning.
Yeah, well, information's a little light further down south, so we started up down at the Bay of Los Angeles where some bait's starting to show. Good yellowtail fishing continues. Most have been on the jigs, and for those who know what they're doing, know where to go, and want to target those cabrilla. The cabrilla have been big, and lots of good fishing on cabrilla starting to show in the Bay of L.A. San Quintin, fishing's been a little inconsistent, as you can imagine. The weather's coming through. More and more of the fish have been coming, chasing birds on the surface. Some days the fishing's been better in the smoother weather, and then other days the bite just wants to go in that rougher weather. So, like everybody says, get out and fish, whether it's good or not. And, yellowtail are there. It's just when they want to bite. Ensenada, yellowtail still scattered around throughout the bay. Barracuda and an occasional bonita. Notice Gary Graham at Baja Bites and Bloody Decks reported a very nice bluefin being caught in one of the boats heading out of Ensenada en route to the airplane. Further up northern Cortez, not a lot of activity. I guess there's not many people fishing there. Our contacts haven't gotten to us, and nothing really on Gonzaga Bay or San Felipe. So all we know is that the yellowtail are there between Bay of L.A., San Quintin, Ensenada, and get down there and go get them.
Certainly some good fishing to be had. And like you say, the beauty of the northern Baja area is there's always a destination there within where there's good fishing to be had, you know. And obviously you get stretches like this where it seems to be biting in all of them, but, you know, that's the beauty of going down to northern Baja. You can, you know, you're not far from the next rad fishing camp, red fishing spot. So it sounds like some really good fishing going on, Rick.
Indeed. And it was really great seeing you at that seminar on Thursday afternoon, or Thursday morning, excuse me. What an informative seminar, man. Those guys are at Dimensional or on it.
Well, you know, like sea surface temperatures or fish dope, if you put tools together that work and have the, you know, the common sense to apply those, the stock market and the investment market works too.
Yeah, and it certainly made me feel better about the money I've invested with Sport Fishing Financial, that it's in the right place, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's El Nino. You tell me.
Yeah, good call, Rick.
That's it, man. All right, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing and investing with Sport Fishing Financial?
Well, reliability starts here. Find me on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give me a call, 949-481-1807.
All right, I like that line, but I think it's being used.
Register trademark.
All right, Rick.
See you, Rick.
We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It is long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook is a top angler's first choice for catching tuna and other pelagic species. It has the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get that Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook at your favorite tackle store. I hope we find out from Gary White that he's pulling on a giant one on the Royal Star with that Nautilus hook.
Yeah,
right about
of course
now.
Our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Star 11-day fly down fly back is on right now. They're catching fish.
Yeah, having some good fishing.
Yeah, they're having some very good fishing. I'm sure Gary White's got a fish or two on there. Yeah,
he always finds the big ones, that's
yeah.
for sure.
All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Dan, so we're going to do that. Let's talk to John calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I've got a question for Dan. I've got a 16-foot 1963 glass bar Avalon, small little runabout, and it's got an 88-horse Evinrude on it that's not seen a lot of hours, but it's got some issues, and I was thinking about putting a 70 or a 75 Yamaha four-stroke on it. And my question is, I've seen them at the Fred Hall show where they had the white engine covers on it, and I was curious how you get those, if that's something special ordered or if it's easy to get one of those.
Well, you probably saw some big engines with the white engine covers on there. Yeah, that's not Yamaha. That's all the boat builder sends those out, the OEMs, at about $3,500 to $5,000 per engine paint job.
That's a custom paint job.
It's a custom paint job.
I didn't know that.
And, yeah, I'll tell you, our engines look good white. They look good black. They look good kind of green.
Yeah.
There's some fancy colors down in Florida you see, but no, that is not a Yamaha.
Color. Yamaha is gray.
Yamahas are bluish gray silver. Yes.
Yeah.
You see them in so many pictures on those big go-fast boats in Florida that I just assumed it was a factory thing.
Yeah, some factories have come out with a white. But if you go down there,
But that's a custom color from
them. And
from them, not Yamaha.
I was just talking about Yamaha. I guess when you're buying a $500,000 center console, you don't mind an extra $3,000 paint job. If you want the best motor and you want it to look white, you just paint your Yamaha.
Well, 3,000 times 4 engines.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into them and talk to Dave, who's calling, it looks like, from Loretto. What's up, Dave? Welcome to the show.
Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, from Point Loma.
There you go. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you know, I know the old Velcos, the 13-footers, it says the maximum is like 20 horsepower, but that was 13 years ago. So are the new engines more torquey? Would you go down to a 15 horse, or would you stay at the 20?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It weight-wise, the smaller engines are pretty close horsepower to horsepower. So, no, I would, if it's 20, you can put a 20 on there.
What about weight? Okay, four strokes are heavier than two strokes.
Some of the smaller four strokes, though, are not that heavy because of the use of the materials that we have.
Really?
So it maybe is a battery weight different in weight between old two strokes. I mean, that may be an issue or used to be an issue in early four stroke days, but, you know, for example, our F200s are 4 pounds lighter than our older F150s.
No kidding.
What?
That's crazy.
4 pounds.
4 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
And 50 more horsepower.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, with our use of different materials and the makeup and stuff, it's not that big a deal anymore. However, with your comment, we did look at the Coast Guard weights tables that they prescribe, and we went ahead and adjusted those for the weight of four strokes, and that's when we discovered, you know, it's not that, for new boat builders, it's not that big a deal. They were already supplying in a flotation foam.
Yeah.
But torque, you know, any four stroke is going to deliver a lot better torque curve or longer torque curve for you. So if you're running that boat with three, four people, Definitely just put the 24-stroke on there.
Yeah. There you go. That's your question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Jumping right back into them. How about we talk to Don, calling us from Woodland Hills. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First, a comment. Dan, you're a real pleasure to listen to every year. I look forward to the show. I'm not a boat owner, but I can't tell you how much I learn about motors, how to maintain them, and I do know that Yamaha makes a quality product. And also, I had a chance to fish with you a couple of years ago, and you're a great guy on the water as well.
Well, thank you. Where do I send the check?
Nah, you don't need to send a check. Hey, my question for you all is, you know, I try and get about 5 to 7 trips out of San Diego each year, and usually we fish in Mexican waters. So my question is it better for me just to go ahead and buy a full year's Mexican fishing license instead of paying for it each time I go out on a trip?
If you do 5 to 7 trips, it absolutely is. Yeah,
that's the cutoff number.
More than 4 trips. So to make it round numbers, because it's off by a couple of dollars, but it's approximately $15 a day for your is what the landings charge for your 1 day Mexican fishing license. And you can buy at most tackle stores a yearly license for about $65. And you can even
and
get
that's
them,
good for a trip up to 3 days.
That's exactly, Pete. That's the kicker.
So
it's less than 3 days.
Less than so if you're on a 3 day trip, no.
Correct. A 3 day trip needs to have an excursion permit, mm-hmm. which is a permit that as a fisherman we cannot purchase. It's something that the boat is required to purchase for that length fishing trip. So 3 days and longer requires an excursion permit.
So a 2.5 day, a day and a half, a 1 day, a 3/4 day, a half day in the Mexican waters, that would be valid.
Correct. I can't speak for other landings, but I can speak for Fisherman's Landing. So when you're purchasing a ticket to go on a boat at a Fisherman's Landing, at least any open party trip, sometimes charters are different, but any open party trip, the Mexican license is already included into your ticket price. So if you are going to potentially do like Don does and buy a 1 year Mexican license, the guys at the counter, Fisherman's, will always ask you for it. But if Dan walks up to the counter and he already has his fishing license, his trip price is then going to be reduced by that
$15. $15.
Yeah, it's not an add-on. It's money that you'd get back.
Yeah,
but
except if it's a 3 day
or longer.
3 days or longer,
correct. Yeah,
yeah.
So
an excursion.
$15 a day, and it's about $65 for a license. So if you're going to be doing more than 4 trips, then it's going to balance out. It's going to be worth getting your yearly license.
All right, very
plus,
good.
Anytime you want to go on a skiff with your buddies, you already have it.
Already,
so it's
yeah,
just
it's
a nice thing
good.
To have.
Yeah,
yep.
Why not?
That's what
all
I'm
right.
saying.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-add treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to Fisherman'sLanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at Fisherman'sLanding.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Capresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, our good friend from Poway Valley Collision, Mary Francella, is on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, guys. How are
Mary?
You?
Doing great. Now, in addition to running the best paint and body shop in the world,
no
Poway
doubt.
Valley Collision, if you're getting a wreck and you need your car fixed, there's only one place to go. Go see Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. You work at night with a product that has had miraculous results for not only yourself, but also for our good friend right here, Rock Cod Rick, right?
We have. Ricky, yeah. You're doing awesome on this.
I like I said, I couldn't be happier. I've known Mary since well before she was a part of Let's Talk Hookup, her and Jim coming into the tackle store and buying gear, and they're super friendly people and have become best friends of ours, and, you know, and we've known that way. And not an inappropriate way to say it. I watched Mary turn into a different person and wanting to do the same thing. I said, you need to hook me up, girl. I've got some weight I'd like to lose.
Yeah. So what we're talking about, how many pounds did you lose, Mary?
I'm down a little over 80 pounds now.
80
yeah.
pounds.
How
crazy.
That's
that. Like a person.
That's a person.
Yeah.
It's a little person.
A little person. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Rick, how many pounds are you down?
Three pounds shy of 40 pounds.
37
right.
pounds.
Right.
Isn't that crazy,
on, right?
Dude?
That's like a smaller person. That's a lot of
it's
weight.
It's a really nice yellow,
that's
anyways.
A lot of weight. Okay, so what's the secret, Mary? How did you do it? How did Rick do it?
You know, I take some supplements. I eat a well-rounded, balanced food. And I feel amazing. The energy you get from it, I'm never hungry. I've got my Bebop back again. And I just take supplements that just literally make your clothes fall off because of the amount of weight you lose, and you lose it quickly. I've kept it off now for almost a year.
Yeah.
And I'm working on my last 20 pounds. I'm starting it this week, and I'm doing another round.
Wow.
Jim and I both are. And it's amazing. We went down to Palmas last October. What a difference fishing, dropping 80 pounds.
Yeah, I believe it. You're keeping me in suspense. What is this product called?
So it's an easy thing. It's an easy thing to deal with too. And I hooked up with Mary, and that's the thing. Like I'm ridiculously not good at things like that. And it's just, and I'm a big dude. I like to eat a lot of food, and so it's a couple of supplements in the morning. And you know, basically you take a couple of pills before you eat your lunch, and then I just, you know, every day at the shop I eat a small amount and just don't feel hungry, don't have the cravings. Like I would always eat stuff at nighttime, and it's been awesome.
Yeah,
it's been really, really
good.
And
this is not like a speed or
no.
you know fad diet or anything. This is a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. Everything is made within the U.S. in an FDA approved lab. It's triple blind tested on every product that we have. And it is, Rick. It's amazing, isn't it? You're not hungry. It's, you basically almost have to force yourself to eat because you don't even think about food. And I am a huge eater. You guys have eaten Jim's cooking before.
Yeah, that's,
it's amazing.
Yeah, that's the deal. So, anyways, I couldn't be happier, man. I'm so stoked. And you know, Mary's also a distributor for all of that, and she's the one. I mean, I solicited her. You know, it's not like she said, "Hey, I got this thing. You should try it out." I was just like, "Hey, man, I want to shed some pounds."
And we wanted to tell our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Because of your success, because of Rick's success, I said we got to share this with our listeners. I mean, it's just, you know, it's something that if you want to lose some weight,
it's a weird. It's a weird thing for me to talk about. Trust me, but you know what? I mean, it's the truth, man. I mean, I would just really recommend somebody to give it a shot because I dig it and I couldn't be happier.
All right, Mary. So if we want more info on this, how do we do that?
They can give me a call at 858-518-3190. You can also look me up on Facebook under Mary Francella, and I have everything's on there as well as my contact information. I would love to help people out. It is amazing the rush you get helping people get happy and healthy again. We've had the business has been in for 27 years, and we're a health and nutrition company. We just have an amazing weight loss product, which is what got me into it, and now I'm going more into the nutritional side of things. But there's a few listeners that are on the program that are dropping amazing amount of weight that is just unbelievable. So, yep, I would love to help anybody out because it is unbelievable the energy and how you feel, let alone fishing, dropping all the weight.
I'll leave it with this. I can truly say it's minimal effort and it's maximum result. And it really is.
I've seen it from you. I've seen it from Mary. It's pretty amazing. So one more time, Mary, what's the number?
858-518-3190.
All right. Or you can call Rock Cod Rick. He'll give you the number.
Yeah,
he'll forward you along. And Mary Francella, Francella on Facebook. Mary,
correct.
Keep it up.
Yeah,
you're
thanks,
doing
Mary.
Great.
Thanks, you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks
all
a lot
right.
for the call.
Talk
this
to
morning.
You later. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's head up to the Eastern Sierra. Did you know?
Today opening day.
Sierra opener. And as tradition goes, the way his father started, Mr. Bart Hall,
awesome.
Is up there. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning. I think I've put on 5 pounds since I've been out
there. Well, I'll tell you what, Bart. Is it snowing in Mammoth?
I am sitting right now in Mammoth, and it is lightly snowing. It snowed overnight. There's snow on the ground. There's snow on all the cars that were here overnight. I came up to Bishop last night. I went up to Bishop on Thursday and played golf at the Bishop Country Club yesterday with John Ernie from Mammoth Lakes and with Pat McDonald. And it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And then last night they had their annual press party where all the press and the people in the town come out, and it was outside, and it was a gorgeous evening. We got to talk about fishing and what's going on in the Eastern Sierra. And Ernie told me something last night that I did not know. Do you realize that Mammoth Lakes, in the four lakes that they have up here that they're stocking, they stock Mimi, Mary, George, and Twin, they're going to put in 10 tons of trout summer.
That's crazy. Just in the four lakes.
Then the county is doing it as well, and then so is the Department of Fish and Wildlife. It's an amazing thing. So anyway, that's going on. I went by Crowley here on the way up, and it was, I've seen more boats at Crowley, but I'd say there's about 150 boats out there. But some people probably got scared away because there was a small craft warning going on. They have wind advisory yesterday, but it never materialized. It came overnight. So there's no white caps on the lake. People are fishing. I went by Convict. All the boats are rented out. Everybody's out fishing, having a great time. So it looks good. Tomorrow I'll call you and tell you how the fishing is, because I'm going to go fishing right after this.
There you go. Now, if you want to fish, I understand, if you want to fish Mary and the upper lakes above Mary, you have to hike in, right, because it's too much snow to clear the road.
Well, you can't get up there now. Twin is open. You can drive to Twin, and you can fish at Twin.
Okay.
But right now, you know, everybody focuses kind of the opening day on Convict and Crowley, and they seem to be doing very, very well. And everybody's very positive up here. There's a lot of snow. My goodness, the mountain is just packed with snow. And there's, like I say, there's light snow all around, so it's easy to get around. All the roads are open, but if you're still into skiing, Guys were skiing here yesterday, and I'm sure they'll be skiing today.
So. Oh, there. It looks like they're going to ski till 4th of July from what I hear. So, Bart Hall from the Eastern Sierra, thanks a lot for that report, Bart, and we'll look forward to the fishing report tomorrow.
By the way, John Erty says hi.
All right. Tell him I said hi, too. Wish I was there with you. Love that place. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Rodney. He's calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Rodney. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Hey, Rick, Pete, and Dan.
What's up, Rodney?
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, just to let you know, I was down on the docks a few days ago, actually a few weeks ago with Kevin from West Coast, and stopped by your boat. I had the 21 Parker. Amazing difference and a very nice boat.
Hey, thanks.
Put that out there.
Thank you, Rodney. It's our dream boat. Thank you for the kind words.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Dan, my question today is not so much technical, but financial. You know, for someone like me who can't afford to pay cash for a full swap out, I have an HPDI 200 on the back of my 2120. And, you know, I've got a good little down payment to put down, but when I went on the website and I filled out all the financials, everything came back and everything was good, but I wasn't too happy with the interest rate. But then I found out there's a separate program for maybe switching over to a package that Yamaha offers. I was hoping you might be able to touch bases on that for some of us small guys who just can't afford to do it all at once and can afford the financing.
Actually, a very good topic. Yamaha has now ventured into credit. We have our own finance group within Yamaha. It's not even a year old yet, and this is exactly why it was formed for this particular scenario, is where certain banks may not carry for repower or carry for, they may for a new purchase, but not for a repower, and or if they do, they charge a tremendous rate. So absolutely, I would, and our dealers have access to this. So whatever dealer you're working through, they can run the numbers. I think you can do it online and maybe get pre-qualified. I don't know if it's there yet. I'd have to check. And
but
I call
it's low.
It's competitive.
Yeah.
I can't give you the exact number because everybody's credit will affect that. But it is another alternative to the local finances.
There you go.
Awesome. What an awesome deal. That's killer.
It is.
Oh, it is.
I would have never even thought about that. That's awesome.
And this isn't just marine. This across many product lines fall into this, you know, where I want to buy one ATV or one street bike, you know, a young person starting out buying a bike instead of a car for main transportation.
And you know what? Now they're introduced into the Yamaha family and it'll be there forever. I think
that's our hope.
I think that's an awesome idea.
With your local Yamaha dealer. He'll have all the details.
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Jumping right back in. How about this time we talk to Richard? He's calling us from Monrovia this morning. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was looking at possibly investing in an aluminum boat for Baja and looking at a brand of boat you recommend.
Okay, you cut in and out a little bit there, but you're wanting to buy an aluminum boat to take to Mexico?
Baja on occasion to Sierras, but looking at like 17 to 21 and to be able to launch from the beach down in Baja.
Rick, do you have one for sale?
I got a guy that's going to have one for sale real soon that would be perfect for you.
Yeah.
Actually, you do. But, you know, you're talking a tale of two different needs, and the Sierras, you don't need the higher bow and sharper entry as you would want on the ocean, and in the windy chop in Baja, you know, that type of boat, you want a higher bow like a Bay Runner, so you're not totally drenched, and you don't really need that high bow when you're fishing. Well, you may need it on Crowley last night, but not not in general. It kind of limits the bow fishing if you're taking several people out on your boat to fish, or if you're fly fishing off of it for a platform. But you know, it's if your majority of use is going to be Baja in the ocean, then I would go the higher bow, the West Coaster brand. You know, the Bay Runner type boats are, you know, pretty well known for that.
Baja's the primary.
Yeah, Baja's the primary. So yeah, then I'd get the higher bow because it's always going to get that afternoon chop down there, and they don't beat you up too bad. They're pretty nice and
durable.
Man, there's
launch them right off the beach.
There's actually a couple on Craigslist right now that are for sale used ones that are in very nice shape. And
well, you might also check out Inland Boat Center up in Paris.
Yeah.
He has That facility is gigantic. Yeah. And he has a huge selection of used boats, and I pretty much guarantee that he's going to have something that you're looking for right there. Go up there, check out their inventory. They actually have it online, inlandboatcenter.com. They have a great inventory online. But then tell us about your boat, Ricky. You have something that you're going to be selling
here pretty quickly. Honestly, Richard, we were kind of all joking about it, but it is the truth. I mean, my boat that I had for years, that I actually bought, Pete, from you. You know, it was your runabout surf boat. It was the same thing for me. And I said that I would just never, ever sell it because it's so perfect for hooping and the freshwater fishing that I do. And then Dad bought a Bay Runner, a 21-footer, and I still swore that I was never going to sell it, but it just became... You know, I'm not using it enough to do so. So it's a 16-foot Klamath, and it's got a Yamaha 40-horse four-stroke, and it's just set up for exactly what you described. It's a Pacific trailer. You know, it's a Baja takedown boat, fish the surf, fish the kelp, you know.
Pretty new condition.
Yeah, I mean, it's dialed, and Bob's doing his service work to it right now, too. I get it, yearly maintenance all the time. And it's got a bow mount trolling motor and a Yamaha four-stroke on it. It's exactly, we all kind of joked because I would never try to sell somebody my boat based on their question, but that's what it is. I mean, it's a perfect, Pacific galvanized trailer to go to Baja, but still,
How much you want for it?
I live in Lakeside. I'm going to sell it for
$6,000.
Yeah, that's what I figured I would do. Rather than try and get every penny out of it, it could probably go as high as $7,000 or $8,000, but I think I'm just going to try and sell it for $6,000.
So they can call you at the tackle shop and...
easy to find.
Yeah,
Facebook and all those kind of things.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Bob and Santee are up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, congratulations, Rick, on your weight loss.
Thanks, bro.
Trust me, it's not easy. It really isn't. And I, too, am a big eater. A question for Dan. How do you know and how often should you change the impeller on a two-stroke? It's a 1995 two-stroke 90-horse Yamaha. Is there something going on that tells you need to change it, or is it based on the number of hours?
Well, two things. If you're not using the boat much and it sets and you're setting in a hotter environment wherever you store it, the impellers start taking a set, and then your efficiency falls off. It doesn't necessarily fail, but it falls off. If you had a water pressure gauge and you notice a, 1 to 2 PSI drop in pressure, that's definitely an indicator that either the sides are worn out or the impeller's lost its flexibility. But, rule of thumb, 2 years, impeller kits are not that expensive. It's actually something you could do, or take it to a dealer. It's not going to be that expensive to do. And then you're ready to go. But a lot of people will look at the impellers and say, look, it's flexible and it's got all its blades. Well, that's not the whole story. You got to look at the top and bottom side of an impeller. They have very special little raised little lips on them that actually create the seal. If those are worn off, which is usually goes flatter than before the impeller wears out, then it's actually ventilating inside and you're losing pressure. So it visually has to be looked at. So when you look at them, say, it looks still good, you got to look, have somebody show you on an impeller what to look for that's more important, and then you just follow that schedule for the following years, if every 2 years. I know people that do it every 100 hours just because they don't want any issues when they're offshore.
All right. We do ours every other 100-hour service change. Mm-hmm. That's just our program. And I know that we're doing it probably more than necessary because we run our boat all the time. We keep it in the arena. But you know what? It's been flawless, and it's just Bob Aronson.
Why mess with it?
Bob Aronson is so inexpensive when it comes to that kind of stuff that I would just rather have that peace of mind.
I agree. And, if you're fishing around kelps and stuff and you are starving that impeller on occasion, you are reducing its ability to maintain pressure.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Gus calling us from Burbank. Hey, Gus, welcome back.
Gus!
Yo, Rick. Yo, Pete. Yo, Dan.
Yo.
What's up, Gus? How you doing?
Everything is cool here. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Dwayne Broadway, who's recovering from an accident.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, get well, Dwayne. We're thinking about you.
And I have a Yamaha outboard. It's a 1986 model four-stroke that really I never used. I bought it as a kicker on my original Sea Ranger Arima, and I had a 90 horsepower two-stroke to drive the boat, and I bought that 9.9 as a kicker, but the other engine was so reliable, I never used it as a kicker and only used it minimally as a trolling motor. I still have that engine, and I'm wondering, should I just hang on to it for like maybe someday I'm going to get a skiff and use it on a skiff, or should I try to sell that thing?
I'll give you $100 for it. no, you know, it's...
you got him.
Let me take that one over.
Yeah, you know where I live. And, you know, it's... the engine isn't going to deteriorate sitting in your garage. Granted, the rubber and seals may need to be refreshed. That's a minimum item. The 86.99s were phenomenal workhorse engines. You know, that engine design has changed over the years. I think that's our 2122 cc engine, but it's definitely a workhorse. It is worth holding on to if you think you're going to get a small little aluminum boat or a rib or, you know, inflatable
or something. Who knows?
Yeah, and you know, that's, no, you're not hurting it, but what I would do is, if you know you're going to long term store it again, go ahead and crank the engine over, put some storage chemicals in it that will increase its storage life, you know, without damage.
There you go. Good call. Thanks, Gus. Appreciate the call this morning, and we'll still give you $100 for it.
All right. When we come back, we're finding out who's going. Somebody's going to Loretto when we come back, as well as three-quarter day fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fishing is the mission when Fast Lane Kayaks presents Fishing Mission 2016. During April and May, you can take part in a guided kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. That's right, a 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of a Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. Spots are going fast, so you need to get on the kayak now. It's Fishing Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Call 619-222-0766 or check FastLaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're ahead the big winner, three-quarter day trip, going fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing is going to Rodney in Claremont. Now, three-night stay for two at the Villa Paul.
The Rodney in Claremont was the three-quarter day, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
right.
And then so he won the
three-quarter. Oh, I said three-quarter. Yeah, I meant say three-night is what I was trying to say.
Okay,
so, yeah, Rodney and Claremont won the three-quarter day at a C4 Sport Fishing, and then the winner of the three-night stay for two at the Villa Paul Mar, again, getting a chance to fish in that Big Dorado fishing and golf tournament, is going to Cliff in Lakewood.
Yeah,
so Cliff, congratulations.
Wow.
You are going to Loretto.
That's really cool, man. You're going to Loretto in
June. I lost again.
Oh, you're in there, buddy. In there, Dan. No, we didn't lose because we gained a lot of knowledge by having
awesome,
Mr. Dan Ostrowski on the line. Dan, thank you for all your support, for all you do for our listeners out there, and being a great friend of us. And those of you going on our Kingfisher Charters Let's Talk Hookup in June, you're going to have Dan right there with you. So those are the guys that are gals that are joining us on the Kingfisher Charter trip in June. Jan will be one of our people up there. That's going
to
be a fun time. And in the meantime, we always appreciate Yamaha's great support. Yep. More information about Yamaha?
Very good. Yamaha. Outboards.com.
That's right. On the Let's Talk Hookup website, just click on the link. It's a Yamaha Outboards archives page. You can just click on that link on our archives page and check out that. And thanks, Dan. We'll look forward to next time.
Thanks for
and really
thanks
look
for
forward
having
to
me,
going
Dan.
Fishing
awesome.
With you in June.
Yeah.
In
so am I. I'm looking,
yeah, that's
going to
be great time. Hey, we'll look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Ryan and Adam on the other side of the glass for helping us out today. Tomorrow morning, great show with the guys from Cedros Adventures. Adrian, Jeff, and Rob will be in the studio talking about that great place, Cedros Adventures. Tomorrow morning, right back here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you then.